I, the Jazz, would like to apologize on behalf of all Michiganians. We do not have or would like any beef with any weapon-wielding enemies, and so I again apologize and hope for a peaceful future. The Hey and welcome. You are listening to the Hammered Heron.
Yep.
I'm the Jazz, and with me today is a good friend, M.
Hey, howdy. And for our first-time listeners, this is the unofficial Drunken Parrot podcast.
Sorry for the long wait, but we've been busy.
Z's been busy.
We've been busy.
Doubt it.
Must you burst my bubble?
Was the beginning quite necessary?
Yes.
Why?
My number one goal in life.
I'll bite. What is your number one goal in life?
Not getting shot.
Really?
Yeah.
Jazz, you are probably the furthest away you could possibly be from getting shot.
Because of my efforts. And recent concerns about last episode have brought to my attention that it may cancel my efforts.
Jazz, nobody that listens to the show would or probably could shoot you.
I'm not willing to take that chance.
And apologizing is going to magically fix this problem?
It'll help defuse the situation, yes.
Sure, whatever.
Moving on.
Wait, aren't you going to explain why I'm here?
Don't see why I should.
Just do it, Jazz!
Fine! Listeners, because of Z's busy schedule and our quota for new episodes, I've asked my good friend M here to join me.
Heya!
Can I continue now?
Yep.
Moving on, news and upcoming events.
As of right now, there are no upcoming events. Just keep an eye on the calendar for any surprises. Unless, of course, you raid with some. And Jazz, are there any news out there?
Drunken Parrot is now 12 of 12 rating wide.
Nuh-uh.
What?
You gotta give them the whole list of progression.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, first off, we finished off Nefarian and Blackwing Descent, along with Thralian and Valiona, Twilight Ascendant Council, and Cho'Gall in Bastion of Twilight, and last but not least, Alakir in Throne of the Four Winds.
Is that all?
So, what's new on the 4.2 front?
We kind of missed a pretty big mechanic they added.
We did?
Yeah. The Dungeon Journal. Missed that.
And what might that be?
Okay, here's the down low. It shows bosses and dungeons and raids, currently Cataclysm only, and it shows the different mechanics of different bosses. Their locations are now also noted on the raid map, and it shows what loot drops from the different bosses, both in normal and heroic modes.
Meaning if I just wanted to randomly look up if anything drops in heroic Shadowfang Keep?
Look it up with this dungeon journal.
Or I'm in a raid and I need to teach some noobs about the mechanics.
Easily looked up, and you can also link them in party, raid, or guild chat.
I guess that sounds cool.
Guess?
Well, it's nothing I couldn't just look up in Antsloot or Wowpedia.
True, but this also saves you trouble from actually having to go out of the game. Except for maybe Atlas Loot.
I guess you have a point.
Anything else?
Well, with this patch, all epic eye-level 359 gear that used to cost Valor Points now costs Justice Points.
Meaning, easier epics for people who just farm your regular heroics, right?
Yep, along with a pretty big nerf to T11 raids, which is probably the reason for our recent progression. What?
We beat those bosses with awesomeness, Jazz. Not because they were nerfed.
I'm sure. Anything else?
Well, we could go a bit further into the Fireland daily quests.
Go for it.
Okay. Okay then, listeners, according to our sources...
Me?
Jazz, assuming you're currently up to par with the regeneration of Mount Hyjal after you talk to that spirit of nature wisp, check, you can begin the new Hyjal Firelands dailies. Again, according to our sources...
Me again?
Once you start the Firelands dailies, it now takes only one day to get into the zone and begin the dailies there. Once inside the Molten Front Zone, you can do a bunch of dailies along with the others outside of Hyjal, which rewards you with Marks of the World Tree. It takes 20 marks to get into the Molten Front, which you can get on your first day via questing. Then once in the Molten Front, you can get a choice of two additional sources of dailies, which cost about 150 marks each. Meanwhile, in this part, you earn about 17 marks a day. After you open more dailies by hiring some people, you can open up more dailies, earning about 27 marks a day.
Mm-hmm.
Once you open both sources of dailies, totaling 300 marks at the World Tree, you then have a choice to hire three more people, opening different vendors. Each of these costs 125 marks each. Opening different ones opens either a quest chain that gives you a bunch of marks, more dailies, or just a vendor to buy new profession patterns. Once you open up all three of these, totaling 375 marks, you are done with the Molten Front questing area and receive your Flame Ward Hippogriff.
So about how long does it take to finish all this?
Approximately, it takes up to around 24 days to accumulate all the marks needed to open up everything.
We're not going to give any specific information about the quest, as not to ruin it for anybody that doesn't want to know. Spoilers!
Okay, we done?
Yep, next up, movie of the week.
More like month. Whatever. So, Jazz, what is our movie of the week?
My movie of the week...
Month.
My movie of the week is a children's film, Despicable Me.
Summary?
When a criminal mastermind uses a trio of orphan girls as pawns for a grand scheme, he finds their love is profoundly changing him for the better.
Is it any good?
I thought it was good.
Doesn't make it good.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
All better now?
Not really, but moving on, quest of the week.
Yes, what is our quest of the week, Jazz?
I gotta do that too?
It's your turn, yes.
Okay. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. My quest of the week is Punting Season, a neutral quest located in Mount Hyjal.
One of those new Firelane dailies, huh?
As the name of the quest implies, you're supposed to pick up a bunch of turtles and punt them into the water.
Supposed to?
Well, if you're like me and you're doing this for the first time, you don't do that. You fire them into the air, cliffs, at other players, at NPCs, at mobs, punting them wherever I want, meanwhile ninjaing them from other players actually trying to finish.
That's so terrible and douchebaggy-ish.
Sounds like me.
Okay, one more bit and we're done.
Sweet.
Next, you're lying, Tip.
I have to do that, too?
Yes. You made it up. Take your time, Jazz. It's gonna be okay.
Okay. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, 10. This week's lying tip of the week is emotional baggage. As you might have noticed, I seemed agitated throughout this episode, while actually watching Richard Pryor in the background. So to accumulate this anger, I must think of the angriest moment in my past. Then I must harness this anger and project it. This may take some practice, as some people do not have a lot of suppressed rage. Weirdos.
Where does your rage come from?
Him.
Him?
Him.
Are we done?
Almost. If you'd like to join the World of Warcraft Guild Drunken Parrot, you can apply at drunkenparrotguild.com.
If you have any questions, suggestions, or wish to possibly be on the show, feel free to email us at hammeredheron@gmail.com. That's hammeredheron@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.
Goodbye. I, the Jazz, would like to officially thank all those who entered the Hammer Heron logo contest. Though we could only have one winner, I would like to again thank all those who entered and say we loved every entry, and we hope for your continuing support. Peace.